On the telephone with us, Tom Walsh from the Department of Workforce Development. You're an economist, and you deal with the unemployment numbers. The new ones are out. Anything significant in this report?
I don't see too much significant in this report. The biggest issue going on with this one is really the unseasonably cold weather that we all still kind of recovering from this spring. The numbers are up a little bit, up a tick over the year. It's really hard to make the comparison from last April just because of the cold weather that had us scraping our windshields way longer than we'd like.
With the spring and the late fall, does that have a big impact on job numbers because of the weather?
It's hard to say how much, but it definitely has some impact. I kind of like to think of the example of something like a golf course that just simply can't be open when there's still frost on the green. If you think about construction where they really can't break ground while it's still frozen in certain cases, and things like that where it kind of adds up.
As far as central Wisconsin, anything significant with the numbers there, any up or down changes?
I don't think that there's anything too significant as far as up or down changes, largely because of the weather. And as I mentioned, it's hard to make a comparison. The biggest thing that I see as far as a positive sign within the region is claims for initial unemployment insurance. The preliminary numbers I get on the initial claims for unemployment insurance, both the year-to-date and the claims over the last 4 weeks, appear to be down in the region as well as the state. What we look at with initial claims for unemployment insurance is we use that as kind of a proxy for layoffs. So kind of in short, what a declining initial claims means employers are laying off less workers.
Have there been any signs that you've seen of job growth which may account for fewer unemployment claims?
We don't have really good numbers that are up to date in the region, so that's kind of a hard one to get. I know we did just have a report come out for the state showing that we were gaining jobs through 2012, which is a positive sign for both the state and the region.
Do you see any trends or any things that point to positive or negative future?
Again, I go back to the unemployment insurance claim, and I'm really definitely happy to see that they continue to decline, and that's something that's generally a good indicator for the future and a positive one.